This is Dave Simeone, and welcome to the Mix Zone. I'm the president of Soccer Development Strategies, a career-long soccer coach, coaching director, and educator. The Mix Zone is where we'll examine and take on current issues, dissect breaking news and trends related to soccer and other sports on the youth, college, and professional levels. You can be sure there won't be a shortage of opinion in any one of our segments here in the Mix Zone. Recently, you may have read that Congress and the NCAA are at it again. It's a very interesting relationship, strange as it might be. How strange, you might ask? Well, that's for another podcast. But it reminds me of an old album by the Doobie Brothers entitled, What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. The NIL is the root of the relationship between the NCAA and Congress. And now they're in the process of coaxing Congress, the federal government, into jumping in and giving them cover. The NCAA is categorized as a nonprofit organization is tasked with creating a framework to govern intercollegiate athletics, divisions 1, 2, and 3, both men and women. It governs through its members, and they comprise a series of committees, task force. There's also executives involved from the NCAA, athletic directors from institutions, and of course, university and college presidents. The latter two, the executives, in most cases the athletic directors, and in almost all cases the presidents, they have about as much experience in intercollegiate athletics as a plumber who got hired to rewire an office building. The NCAA has adopted policy that addresses name, image, and likeness, the infamous NIL. A number of states and their legislatures have passed bills addressing the NIL from a state perspective. The legislation that's been drafted by states indicates that the NCAA did not do anywhere near a good enough job, and they needed to latch on to the federal government to keep them afloat. They can generate $750 to $1 billion through March Madness in a single year, and they can't find a way to self-govern, which takes them way out of the realm of a nonprofit and straight into the realm of a badly run business. Emirates opening remarks to Congress centered on there being an urgent need for a federal framework. That urgent need exists because the NCAA and their collective partners, their actors, have not done a very good job of having a vision and leading to carry it out. Emirates advocates for this collaboration with politicians, their side deals, the graft, to be in the interest of putting, quote, college athletes first. All they're doing is setting the table for building another multidimensional compliance entity that will further the bureaucracy of the NCAA and the federal government. What the NCAA should be demonstrating is the will to keep a firewall between themselves and the overregulating, overreaching federal bureaucracy. Even the more important issue of athlete health and safety and wellness just hasn't been adequately dealt with by the NCAA. Instead, throw some money at the athletes. That has a way of distracting people. Doesn't really solve many problems. And once the money is spent, problems usually still exist. What were once vices are now habits. Back to the Doobie Brothers. Values have been replaced with money. When it comes to executives, ADs, and presidents, in particular presidents, they have never seen an opportunity like this for the amount of money that's involved. They have never made this kind of money anywhere else for their colleges and universities. And they can't get at it fast enough. Coaches continue to work with athletes. Some make a pretty penny, the old-fashioned way, working with athletes every day, in season, out season. They don't do it from an ivory tower. And that work that coaches do with athletes, that they've been criticized for making the amount of money that they do, it prepares them, the athletes. It gives them a set of experiences that they can't get anywhere else. They won't get anywhere else except through athletics. That's going to prepare them for life and career. And that's not all rainbows and sunshines. Sometimes that's the failures that you experience as an athlete in the athletic realm, in the sport realm. And you learn things there you can't learn anywhere else. What the presidents have contributed to is turning higher education into a finance class in real time. Athletics at the intercollegiate level, especially in the Power 65, has done one thing and one thing only, and it has become a revenue generator for the rest of the university. Streams of money. There was a time that there was an interest to create revenue to fund programs, and now intercollegiate athletes are seeing that their programs, their sports, their athletic departments now exist to create a profit. What were once vices are now habits. This is Dave Simeone in the Mix Zone.